I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf and Practice series. A few months ago, someone called up with a question, which he had recited Havdalah. In the middle of when he was saying Havdalah, he smelt that someone had passed gas, there was a Re'ach Ra, there was a bad smell. And he continued and he finished saying Havdalah. But afterwards, he felt bad and he wanted to know whether, in fact, he was Yodzei with that Havdalah and whether he would have to repeat Havdalah again. The Gemara in today's daf, Brachos daf Chaf Hei, towards the middle of Amud Aleph, says, "Bo mini mir Rav Sheshes." They asked Rav Sheshes, "Reach ra, a bad smell she'ein lo ikur, that doesn't have a source. Mahu, what's the halacha?" And Rashi explains that this is referring to hafacha. This is referring to someone who passes gaz. And the Gemara makes a distinction between whether someone's in the middle of learning, that if someone else passes gaz and he smells that bad smell, you do not need to stop learning. But when it comes to Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to recite Kriya Shema, and you have to move away in order to recite Kriya Shema. And this halach is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Aruch Chaim Siman Ayin Tes, Sif Tes, that if there's a Reach Rasha in Lo Iker, if there's someone that passed gaz and has a bad smell, Aser Likros Kriya Shema, Ach Yichle HaReach, until the smell goes away, you're not allowed to recite Kriya Shema. The question is, what if you read Kriya Shema? Were you Yotze? And the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah does not address this question directly. The Mishnah Berurah in many places discusses what if someone recites Kriya Shema or if someone davens in the presence of urine and the presence of Meraglayim. And the Poskim explain that the halachos, when discussing davening in the presence of Meraglayim, is similar to the halachos of someone davens or recites Kriya Shema when there's a Reach Rasha in Lo Iker, if there is a smell that comes from someone who passed gaz. And that is because they are both only Aser Midrabanan, as opposed to davening in the presence of Tsoa, which could be a problem with the Oraisa. Davening or reciting Kriya Shema in the presence of Meraglayim, when there's a bad smell, is only Midrabanan. But the truth is that when it comes to davening in the presence of Meraglayim, in the presence of urine as well, the halacha is not clear. The Bir Halacha in Siman Pei Gimel quotes a machlokas about this. Rabbi Kivei Eger felt that although it's prohibited, it's certainly usher to daven or to recite Kriya Shema in the presence of Meraglayim. If one had done so already, then you do not need to repeat daven, you do not need to repeat Kriya Shema. You're Yotze B'Dieved. However, the Bir Halacha quotes others that argue. But even those who are of the opinion that you would have to repeat Kriya Shema and you would have to repeat Shimon Esrei, if you recited it in the presence of Meraglayim, and as we said, it can be applied to Reach Rasha Imbo Iker as well, it seems that specifically Kriya Shema and Shimon Esrei, the Sefer Yishei Yisrael quotes from Prima Gadim in Siman Kuf Pei Hei, adopts this opinion, the stringent opinion that you would have to repeat Kriya Shema and you'd have to repeat Shimon Esrei. But the Prima Gadim says that's unique, it's limited to Shimon Esrei and Kriya Shema. When it comes to other brachos, he's not so certain. And therefore, going back to our question, this fellow called up saying that when he was reciting Havdalah, someone had passed gaz. There was a bad smell and he continued reciting Havdalah and he wanted to know whether he was Yotze, whether he would have to repeat Havdalah. So even according to those opinions, that when it comes to Kriya Shema and when it comes to Shimon Esrei, you would not be Yotze since there was a Reach Ra. When it comes to all their brachos, including Havdalah, there's a suffix. And therefore, we'd be able to apply the concept of suffix brachas lahakel. And although it's certainly forbidden for the person to continue reciting Havdalah in the presence of a bad smell, he obviously should try to avoid embarrassing someone, perhaps cough, try to clear his throat, and wait till the smell passes. But in this case, where he continued, shalokadin, and he continued reciting Havdalah, he was yotzei b'dieved, and we would not say that he should recite Havdalah again.